different way to wake up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah, it's a lot different way to wake up. I get it. I was talking with my wife last night, and she was asking me, you know, how are you going to start this? How are you going to start your program? And then Ben and I were discussing this, and we said, why not start it with a little Metallica? What's wrong with that? It's not for everybody, and I get it, but it's something that'll give you a jolt as you begin your Monday work week. Well, welcome, everybody. X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. Yes, I know you're used to a different voice, but this is what you get from moving forward, and we appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and talk a little sports for the next 3 hours. 1-800-838-4843. 1-800-838-4843 is the phone number. The season is over. Not our season, but the Pistons basketball season. Thankfully, 14 up, 68 down. They lose 8 of their last 10. They win 7 on the road in only 7 games at Little Caesars Arena. It closes in San Antonio with a 123-95 embarrassing loss to the Spurs. The same Spurs team that was one of the younger teams in basketball. And so were the Pistons, by the way. The Pistons were the second youngest team in basketball. And I was watching a lot of the coverage yesterday, and I was kind of taking notes of what people were saying about this team and how Monty Williams isn't necessarily, I wouldn't say responsible, but I think a lot of people are wondering, well, he didn't have the same guys that he had to use all the time. And 31 different lineups, folks. 31. Second most in the NBA. My immediate thought is, yeah, that's on him and his front office. That's because they're making trades, bringing guys in, sending guys out. Here's what happens when teams aren't very good. They go searching. They try to find different lineups. They try to find different players. They can't seem to settle on any because there aren't any good ones on their team. Now, this is a basketball team that is going to have the best odds at getting the number one overall pick. You and I think, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you and I collectively can say, so what? That's not a big deal. There's no generational talent coming out. There's no Tim Duncan. There's no David Robinson. There's no Victor Wembanyama. There's no one like that coming out. Most people would tell you the leading candidates for the number one overall pick are guys you probably have never heard of. That's not going to excite the fan base. And that's not what Troy Weaver, you kind of shudder when you think about him possibly having another draft pick, Monty Williams, Tom Gores, anybody in that front office of the Pistons, that's not something that makes you go, hey, that's great. A, these guys are making the pick. And B, look who's coming out. So what? Folks, think about this for a second. Reed Sheppard is a freshman at Kentucky, averaged about 14 points per game. He's a pretty good player. He's a good-looking shooter. He's considered a top five, top six pick. That's how bad this draft is. But we'll talk about that as the draft gets a little closer. We'll know where the Pistons are drafting May 12th when the whole lottery sham begins. At this time a year ago, you and I and others were saying to ourselves, we got a chance at a generational talent, Victor Wembanyama. And instead, you get Asar Thompson. And I'm not saying there's anything bad about Asar Thompson. He averaged almost 6.5 rebounds per game. And for a guy who's 6'6 or shorter, that's the third most in the league. Good for him. But overall, do you even want this team to have a top five pick? This is 5 years in a row, everybody. 5 years straight where this team is going to have a pick that should allow them to get better quickly. because of the demise that they experienced. Five straight years where they've been in the bottom five of the NBA. 14 up, 68 down. They lose to San Antonio 123-95. Embarrassing. Now, there will be people say, yeah, but you didn't have Cade Cunningham. So what? You're supposed to be able to have some type of roster that allows you to compete. And when you're starting guys, you just don't know who they are. Do you know who Chimeze Metu is? I'll wait for someone to raise their hand. And it's not like he's a G League player. He's a guy who's been around in the NBA. You're starting James Wiseman. It's ridiculous. But it's over. And that's a good sign. Because now you can turn the page. The question is, what will be done in the offseason to make this team better? We don't know yet. That remains to be seen. But it's been a painful season for this team. Stretches, constant stretches of double-digit losses. How do you keep somebody's attention in that regard? It's almost impossible. So the Pistons lose last night. And in our show, by the way, X's and Bros, is open to you on anything you want to talk about. Don't feel like moving forward, okay, the only way I'm calling in, the only way I'm texting in is if we're talking about what he's talking about. That's not the case. I'm giving you some information. I'm giving you some observations. You can go with it wherever you want. Tigers win yesterday. They beat Minnesota 4-3. They're 9-6 on the season. Javier Baez with his first home run of the year. Texas is in town for a series starting tonight. And the Masters goes to Scottie Scheffler. He's an amazing talent. He's a great player. Or is he? We'll talk about that moving forward here on a Monday as well, April 15th. Glad to have you on board. 1-800-838-4843. I don't know how much the past you guys have talked about the NBA or talked specifically about the Pistons, but I do think it's important we discuss it a little bit because this has been a frustrating season for everybody, and you got to find a way to get better. And for me, I don't think you add to a team with more youth when it's already the second youngest team in the NBA. How many of these guys on this team right now do you feel comfortable with keeping? In other words, who would you say to Monty Williams, Troy Weaver, whoever else is going to be the new president of this team, which is confusing to me as well, why the hierarchy, why you would go about this type of move, allowing another layer of bureaucracy, if for lack of a better word, in the front office. Probably because, you know, Troy Weaver was signed to an extension last year. But anyway, the bottom line is you're going to have a front office making a decision on a top five pick. Why in the world do you want another young player who's not supposed to be a generational talent either to suddenly add to the mix of a team that is already super young? The problem is, I don't know how much that draft pick is worth. So where do you trade it? Who do you trade it to? And who do you trade it for? Those are probing questions that need to be asked within the organization. And then they've got to get it right. That's a lot to ask. A lot to ask. 1-800-838-4843. That's the phone number. Here on X's and Bros. Give us a shout. Give us your thoughts on anything you observed over a really busy sports weekend. This is X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. We're with you Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. It's a good jumping off point for a team that still has a lot to be desired. How many of these guys do you truly want to keep? What do you think they need more than anything else? I've got my thoughts on that. I'll give them to you when we come back on a Monday This is April 15th. Make sure your taxes are in today on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreNMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
Shepard with you on X's and Bros Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. Later on this afternoon on these same airwaves, it's the huge show, Bill Simonson. Hope you can stick around and enjoy the conversation with Billy. He's always filled with guests. Ben Zost is our producer. We call him BS in a very nice and loving way. We're talking Pistons basketball and the loss again last night for San Antonio, a game in which Detroit, by the way, trailed by 30 entering the fourth. How does that keep your attention at all? 93-63 as they entered the fourth quarter. That's how bad it was. Yes, there was no Cade Cunningham. Yes, there was no Jalen Duren. But guess what? There was no Victor Wembanyama for San Antonio either. San Antonio had eight guys reach double digits last night. That's how bad it was for the Pistons, who end up shooting 39%. Let that settle in for just a moment. 39%. This is how bad it was. This year, they set a new NBA record, losing 28 games in a row. You remember it. You talked about it for a long time. They've proceeded later in the season to lose seven straight, six straight, twice, eight in a row, losing streaks of three in a row on four different occasions. Horrific. I would not keep the draft pick. This team can do a couple of different things. This team can trade some of its younger players, and I think there's three players I would definitely keep. Others, I'm open to it. I think what happens in sports too often is we get attached to certain individuals and we want to keep them. Now, are there times where you give up on a guy too early? Hi, Chris Middleton. Sure, absolutely. There are also times where you hold on to a guy for too long. Remember what Troy Weaver said at his press conference during the trade deadline. We got less for Bogdanovich this year than we could have gotten a year ago. Now, this might sound a little hypocritical because I think this team needs some veteran leadership. I think it's really important. I do. I think you can't just ask young guys to go out there, perform at a high level, night in and night out, against veterans who've gone through this, without giving them some guidance. And a coach can only guide them so long, everybody. Coach can only give them that opportunity and be a bending ear for so long. They need it from the guys on a regular basis who have played and done it. Our phone number, by the way, 1-866. I said 1-800. I apologize. 1-866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. Many of you are parents out there. If you coach your kids for an extended period of time, I'm not talking when they're 8 or 9, but if you've been the coach, mom or dad, for an extended period of time, every once in a while, that message kind of sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, wah, wah. Because they're hearing from you at home, pick up your room, take out the garbage, clean your plate, unload the dishwasher, whatever it may be. Cut the grass. And then they're hearing you on the field of play. Or even if you're not their coach, what happens? You go to their game, you watch their game. That's my hope. You're watching it. You're not reading the newspaper or on your phone. You're actually watching them. They get in the car, and what do? You start coaching them then. We've all done it. It's okay. I'm not saying you're a bad parent or a bad coach for doing it. I'm just telling you that that's what happens. So the message oftentimes gets lost. If you're a head coach in any sport, at any level, and all you're doing is talking to your guys constantly, it's not quite as impactful as it would be if the message were getting across and you're saying it every once in a while. Because it just all sounds the same. You need some veteran leadership in there. You need some guys who have said, I've been there, I've done that, here you go. Now, you could say, wait a minute, Shep. I mean, Glenn Doc Rivers played a long time in the NBA. How come it's not working, let's say, in Milwaukee? No, it's different coming from a player. You need those types of veterans to help you out. And I don't think the Pistons have them. Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, who is the draft pick that has come up through the system or acquired and can help a guy like Jaden Ivey? Because Cade Cunningham isn't one of those guys. He's a young player himself. Jalen Duren isn't one of those guys. He's a young player himself. Isaiah Stewart isn't one of those guys. Young player himself. Marcus Sasser, not one of those guys. Young player himself. And there's only so much you're going to listen to from a guy like, I don't know, Evan Fournier. He's not going to be here very long. They have to be an impactful guy. So that's how difficult, that's how challenging it is moving forward for Troy Reaver and company. It's going to be really hard. They've got to find a guy or guys in general, preferably, to help nurture some of these younger players along. In addition to that, because Detroit's going to have, what, $50 to $60 million in free agency, we always think that's the solution. Oh, that's great. We got a lot of money to spend. How many times did I hear that with the Tigers? We've got a ton of money. We should go out there and spend it. You don't spend it just for the sake of spending it. It's a Seinfeld episode, man. Remember when George finds $1,900 and he wants to spend it on something? So what does he do? He buys triangles of Elaine's ex-boyfriend. It's a waste of money. You don't want to waste the money. You want to spend it in the right area. You want to make sure you're spending it appropriately that allows you to get the most bang for your buck and help your basketball team. That can be a tough thing. No one out there is going to come to Detroit for the sake of coming to Detroit. I don't buy this BS that Detroit's not a free agent destination. Any place can be a free agent destination if the money is right. There's no question about that, that money talks. How you want to use it, and depending on who Detroit is vying against, now that's a different discussion. I'll give you an example. Let's say the Tigers were in on Matt Chapman, which I wish they were, and they should have been, quite honestly. If Matt Chapman's going, all right, it's It's either between Detroit or San Francisco, and each are offering me 3 years, $54 million. Don't tell me the Tigers couldn't have done that. They sure could have, and he would have solved a lot of problems for them. Then, yeah, I could see why somebody might choose San Francisco over the Tigers. But for the Pistons, I mean, you've got guys. Look, it's a gorgeous building. It's a really good sports town. There's a little bit of history there. I wouldn't call Detroit Pistons basketball a quote-unquote blue blood in the NBA. But they've won championships. They're used to winning more often than losing, I would guess. So those are all the things that play a factor. So it makes it a – and Monty Williams is a pretty well-respected coach. It makes it a pretty damn good, appealing destination. Question is, money and the right fit. Guys want to win. Depending on where they are in their careers and how much it matters to them. We'll get to that when we come back as well. Phone lines are open for you. 866-838-4843. 1-866-838-4843. This is X's and Bros. Matt Shepard along for the ride on a Monday, April 15th, throughout the great state of Michigan.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
The Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddieThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddieThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Years young. So with you being as young as you are,
I don't know about you.
Where do the Pistons rank in your sports give a crap and your bucket of sports knowledge, sports desire, sports following?
Probably last.
Why is that?
Well, especially this year, terrible.
Well, especially this year, granted,
yes.
Because of the losing. Okay,
yes.
But I think if you love sports, or if you love basketball specifically in this situation, because that's what we're talking about.
Right.
If you love basketball, how much does it matter if your team wins or loses?
For Pistons, it's like I'd rather watch college basketball than over the Pistons. So like I watch Michigan State. Mostly,
right.
And then I'll watch Michigan, and then Pistons.
All right. In other words, it's been a really tough basketball-watching year for you.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay, all right. Because Michigan was awful.
Yes.
So it's the worst basketball team Michigan has had. I don't care if it's wins or losses. Look at the way they played. Look at the talent or the lack thereof. Look at the coaching and everything else.
Yeah.
I'm sure Dusty May is going to fix that. It's the worst basketball season Michigan has had. This is the worst Piston season professional basketball fans in the state of Michigan have ever witnessed. And Michigan State wasn't themselves, fair to say.
True.
Okay? Okay. On top of that, I think, not that people necessarily care, especially people on the west side of the state, but Detroit Mercy, they were the last team to win a basketball game in college hoops, I believe. Oakland University was decent. And then you've got other programs. Make sure you give some love to Grand Valley and Ferris State and places throughout the state of Michigan, the Mid-American Conference teams as well. But in general, I think, because there are certain teams that kind of pilot the ship, or the plane in this case, you would say this is the worst year of basketball we've experienced. It's hard not to say that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, awful. Simply awful. What would you do? If I'm the Pistons, what I'm doing is I'm holding on to three primary guys. Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and Jaden Ivey. However, I would be, to a certain extent, you'd have to give me quite a bit, to rid myself of Ivey. Really, there are only two guys for me, but I would probably save three. And I don't mean to give up on Asar Thompson. Don't take this wrong, because I think he's a decent player. I need some franchise players. I need some guys who are actually going to be in my lineup on an everyday basis. I've had this battle with coaches and analysts, ex-players, all the time. I say to them, we love this little phrase of versatility. Baseball, basketball, football, to a certain extent. Hockey, you don't see it quite as much. You might see a guy, he's a winger, but he can also play center. Probably not. There are different responsibilities, all right, especially for centers. You need to go down low along the end boards and things of that nature, play 200 feet. But I think in basketball especially, you'll see, well, he can do a lot of different things for us. He can play point. He can play two. He can play the three. Oh, okay. Baseball, we see it all the time. How many times have you heard A.J. Hinch say it? A.J. Hinch said it all the time. Oh, he gives us great versatility. He can play second, short, third. He can play the outfield. It's Zach McKinstry, right? Football, you primarily see it along a little bit of secondary. Oh, he can play the nickel corner. He could be the outside, or you look at defensive line or offensive line. He can go inside or outside. He could play three technique. Offensive line, oh, yeah, he could play center, guard, tackle, four. You know what I want? Here's what I want. I want guys who are going to play that position every single day for me. I want a third baseman who's as good a third baseman as you'll find and just leave him there. I want a really good second baseman. I want a really good center fielder. I want a really good shortstop. I don't want a plug-in guy who's going to, yeah, today you're playing second. Today you're playing third. To play, you talk to players and they'll go, oh, yeah, I don't mind it. I like it. I mean, it gives me a No. What they really want to do is they want to play the same position every single day. It gives them familiarity. It gives them comfortability. And you as a fan, you should want it as well. That's what I would strive for. I would like, for example, in college basketball, you would like the same starting five every single game. When you look at the best teams in baseball, are you trying to tell me that they're made up of a bunch of utility guys? Bull roar. They are not. You go back to the Houston Astros. Every single day, whether it be Dusty Baker last year or, and of course they didn't win the championship, but when they were winning championships, A.J. Hinch, who was he penciling in? Sure, Alex Bregman at third, Jose Altuve at second. It used to be Carlos Correa at short, then Jeremy Peña. George Springer in corner outfield. Those are the best teams. Texas didn't go through a bunch of different lineups a year ago. They're playing the same guys on a regular basis. Corey Seager's playing shortstop. He knows when he arrives at the ballpark, he's going to be playing shortstop. That's a good thing. It's no knock on anybody else. It's just you want, if you want to give a guy a day off, then you've got a guy to plug and play in there. But for the most part, what are you doing? You're playing the same guys every single day at that position because that's where they thrive. Marcus Semien's your second baseman. Corey Seager's your shortstop. Adolis Garcia's your right fielder. Okay? Jonah Heim, who could have gone to Michigan State, by the way. He's your catcher. That's what you get. You get the same guys all the time. That's the beauty of it. Houston's a good baseball team. Altuve's at second. Alvarez is in left. Tucker's in right. Pena's at short. Abreu's at first. Half your lineup's done. More than half your lineup. That's what the Pistons need. The Pistons need to make sure they're not going, I'm going to play this guy the first 30 games, right? Which is what they did, which is what Monty Williams did earlier in the year. He experimented a little bit. And he said, you know, here's what I'm going to do. Instead of playing Jaden Ivey, which he admitted that was a mistake for him. It's okay for coaches to make mistakes. You got to recognize it and move on as quickly as possible, which was part of my problem with Monty Williams. You know, you sit there and you recognize, this isn't working. Then make the change, for crying out loud. I say this to my kids all the time. One of the hardest things to say was, I was wrong. Okay, so you were wrong. So fix the problem and move on. And he didn't do that soon enough. That was part of the problem at the beginning of the year. What was it? You're starting Killian Hayes on a regular basis. First game of the year, he's going 4 for 12, 0 for 6 from deep. He's got problems. He's not an offensive gifted player. There's a reason he's not in the league anymore. So what did you do? You have 31 different lineups. A lot of that has to do with the fact that you had no stability. So you want guys who can start or play on a regular basis. That means they have to stay healthy. Okay, Cade Cunningham has not been healthy enough as far as I'm concerned. That's an issue. Somebody needs to talk to Cade Cunningham. Somebody needs to make sure in the offseason he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. You shouldn't be this young, this hurt, this often. But when he's healthy, he's a really good player. Is he a multi-year all-star? I don't know. I'm not saying that they made the wrong pick because he's been really good for them when he's healthy. But damn, I mean, you need him every single night. And that's what comes with being the number one overall pick. That's what comes with being the face of a franchise. That's what everybody says they want. And then when they get it, they sometimes change their minds. I'm not saying Cade Cunningham does, but some athletes. Well, you know, I got this, I got that going on. Hey, listen, man, that's what comes with the territory. That's why you should respect or should have respected, not that it's the same thing, but what Caitlin Clark did this year for Iowa. Every single night she had to perform. Every single game, whether it be a Big Ten game or an NCAA tournament game, she had to perform. And then she's doing interviews. I wasn't a big Michael Jordan fan. Here's what I did respect when I covered him. He talked every night. Wayne Gretzky talked every night. And they did it with great poise. And they did it with understanding. It comes with the territory. And Cade Cunningham is one of those guys who is the face of the franchise. He's got to be available. He's got to talk. And the organization should make him do that. And I think for the most part, he's done a pretty good job of that. Okay? But Cade Cunningham needs support. And he's trying to figure this whole NBA thing out by himself. That ain't easy. He needs some help. And with all due respect, and I like Jalen Duren a lot, and Ausar Thompson looks like he'll be a pretty good player. Don't necessarily know right now. Jaden Ivey, pretty good player. Isaiah Stewart, pretty good player. You and I both want really good players. We want great players. That's hard to gauge right now. But it's tough for those four or five young players to all grow at the same time. Some of you are probably too young to remember, but this is not the 1984 Detroit Tigers, where guys were called up at the same time, Trammell and Whitaker, Morris and Gibson and Petrie, and they all come up together and Parrish, and then suddenly it's like, hey, great. You know what? Eventually, these guys are going to win together. We didn't know that at the time. We didn't know that in 1979, 78, when they were called up. We had no idea. But when they did win, what did we do? We look back and we go, oh, see, these guys all came up together and they grew together. It's a little different today, and it's a little different in the NBA. It's tough to do that when you're playing Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard at the same time. You're going up against a Dallas team with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. You just don't have those types of guys on your roster to battle. So would I love any of those four guys I just mentioned? You damn right I would. Are we going to get those? Hell no, you're not. But you've got to find somebody who is a consistent player and get them incorporated into the franchise that allow the young guys to learn how it is done. Certain teams do that, and then they're successful. It's a reason the Lions were successful. Did they have talent? You're damn right they did. But they also brought in some young guys with a purpose. Now, we don't know what the Tigers are going to look like at the end of the season, but they did bring in some veterans with a purpose. How good are those guys? We don't know yet. How important are they? Vital. 1-866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. Did you watch the Masters yesterday? It's amazing. I think there's too often times in our sports vernacular where we use the word great or all-timer. Here's what I would say. Scottie Scheffler is the best in the game right now. And that's not revolutionary. You already know that. He's 27 years old. If you follow sports, if you follow golf, but if you follow sports in general, you know that he won his second Masters in the last 3 years. How did he do it? He went off 4 under 68 on Sunday, finished at 11 under par, 4 clear of the field. And the conditions, and Huge has done a nice job of having some different people on the air talking about the Masters. And look at the Friday. If you listen to Huge show, he had a friend of his who was a marshal at the Masters for a 23rd year. That's impressive. And he gave you the conditions. It was windy. Now, were they right about Tiger Woods? No. Tiger Woods blew up. He was awful. Not many people want to say that. But it was the worst, he had the worst round of his career at any major. It's okay to say that, by the way. It's okay. Tiger Woods is vulnerable. He's not the same player. He's not the greatest player on the face of the earth right now. At one point, there's no doubt he was. He was one of the most dominant athletes you've ever seen in your life. You could make the argument he's the best all time. I still think it's Jack Nicklaus. But Tiger Woods is in that debate. But even the media, even the coverage on CBS, the coverage on ESPN, they're afraid to say something about him. That could go a little deeper. Maybe it's because, you know, they feel like he could hold it against them and they'll never get those interviews with Tiger Woods that they have to have. I don't know. But I can tell you this. From this man's perspective, it's okay to say he was awful. I get tired of the narrative that you've got to constantly talk about Tiger Woods. No, you don't. People want to know about him? Okay, give him the information. Here's the information. He was terrible at the Masters. Oh, the swing looks good. Well, something doesn't look good. I don't care if he hits a 305 yards off the tee. A lot of guys are. Tommy Fleetwood hit one yesterday, 314 feet. And then he hit 130 yards in. The point is, this is about Scottie Scheffler right now. The ball striking, the calm demeanor, how he closed. Incredible. Fourth youngest golfer to ever win multiple green jackets. The others, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Seve Ballesteros. Pretty damn good. But it's way too early to compare him to the all-time greats. Quite honestly, I think it's irresponsible. I do. So I'm not going to do that because I think a lot of people want to do that. I'm not going to compare Scottie Scheffler to Jack Nicklaus, who won 18 majors. And by the way, on top of that, finished a record 19 times in second place and finished in the top five of a major 56 times. I'm not comparing him to Tiger Woods, who won 15 majors, become the first to win four in a row, owns the most PGA Tour wins, has the lowest scoring average, a record number of cuts made, all that other stuff. There's no reason to do that, and it's okay. He's not even Tom Watson. He's not Arnold Palmer. He's not Bobby Jones or Ben Hogan or Sam Snead. He's not Nick Faldo. He's not Gary Player. He's none of those guys. There's way too many. But what he is the best right now. And that can be fun to watch, too. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. It was a lot of fun to watch the Masters yesterday. No doubt about that. But the phone number for you to jump on board and join the conversation, 1-866-838-4843. Our lines are open for you to talk about anything that's on your mind. Doesn't have to be what I'm discussing. Maybe there's something you witnessed, something that you want to talk about that we can dive into. Look forward to it in the second hour here on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan. Stay with us.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.